been like whenever I watch it.
So what's it been like to have your mom around for a few days here now?
It's really cool. I mean, if there's anyone that I'd want to come out and see our lifestyle and my day-to-day, it would be her. She's definitely my biggest supporter right from the get-go, both financially and just in terms of watching and keeping track of stats and this and that. She's always been right there. And then obviously, like, we would always, there's always the dad's trip, and it's really nice to have a mom's trip because the moms really do deserve it.
Goalie moms especially are kind of a special breed, right? Like, they've been, there's hockey moms, but goalie moms have been through even more with the stress and all that associated with it.
I know. I don't think she's actually ever watched a full period of me playing, and I'm not even kidding. She paces the concourse the entire game. She can't actually watch, but by the time the game's done, if we win, she kind of regains herself and then starts to support again.
Right. That, safe to say, I know we talked about it at the time, but that game in Vancouver with all the family there, like, that's right at the top of the list of career highlights, right? You're right.
Oh yeah, that was the arena I, you know, once in a while would get to go watch a Canucks game as a kid, and yeah, it was so surreal. And then to be able to, for the first time, play in that arena, you know, against the team you grew up watching, and then pitch your first NHL shutout, you know, and just the way it happened too, just like 1-0 win is like a goaltending, like, that's, you can't picture it, you can't write it any better as a goalie. And then for there to be 40 shots and everyone there, my grandparents were in town for Christmas too, and they're from England, so they're not in town very often, so everything, the stars were aligning for me that day.
And then just finally for me, but your mom also mentioned, so did Jansen's dad coach you for a few years? So yeah. Where was that, or what level?
I think Pee Wee and maybe even Bantam. It was summer hockey.
Okay.
So it was kind of like one of those all-star type of lineups where, you know, there's a few teams that get made up throughout, you know, the minor hockey leagues. They pick and choose, and it's pretty, you know, the highest level hockey in minor hockey at the time, and he was our coach, and he was one of the most intense coaches I've ever experienced, and I'm talking from minor hockey even till now. Like, he was intense, but he got a lot out of each player, right? He especially for kids, they're so influenced so easily, right? So we were wired pretty good.
She was saying you're at the Whitecaps Academy at one point.
So I played soccer till I was 9, and there was like a little Whitecaps Academy. I don't know how good it was. I don't really remember if it was, you know, if that was like all the best players, or if that was just, you know, they call it the Whitecaps Academy, you know what I mean, just for marketing purposes. But I remember being pretty good and playing at a high level and liking it. But hockey was always, you know, being in Canada, it's a good thing I chose hockey because there's no Canadian soccer players that make it very far, right? There's not a lot of opportunity for soccer.
Kind of a late start for hockey, really, though, wasn't it? Like
10. 10, yeah.
Guys have already been playing for a while.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, at the time, we just moved. I didn't come to the mainland, like Vancouver's mainland. I was on Vancouver Island until I was 7. And I don't know if there just wasn't much opportunity there for hockey, or there, I don't know what it was, but I always wanted to play hockey, and it wasn't until we came on the mainland where I started seeing it a lot and started to want to play it. And it didn't feel like it was late to me because I guess all my friends at the time were playing soccer, and no one I knew was playing hockey. So, and then all of a sudden you figure out that everyone's been skating since they were 3 or 5. But I guess I just got lucky. I had it in my blood because my parent or my dad's side all played.